Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all, too? Only Frog Tape Pro-Grade Flashing Tapes, high-performance acrylic adhesive, sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro-Grade Flashing Tape.
Help solve your tax problem once and for all. You could now qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. No one knows this program better than the attorneys at Optima Tax Relief. They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753.
8 o'clock in the KGO Newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. Strong words for state lawmakers in Sacramento from a woman who died 4 months ago.
45 other states must change to prevent prolonged involuntary suffering.
This never-before-seen video of Brittany Menard was released at the state capitol today as legislation was unveiled that would legalize medically assisted suicide in California. Menard was forced to move to Oregon from the Bay Area after she was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer. At 29, she ended her life in November of last year. This is Brittany's mother, Deborah Ziegler.
She died in Oregon after going to great lengths to establish residency there. It was difficult, expensive, and time-consuming.
Assemblymember Susan Eggman says all Californians should be able to choose a similar path to Menard, regardless of their financial standing.
She had the privilege to be of enough means to make that transition and to move. Not all Californians have that same amount of resources.
Right now, only 5 states give residents the option for a medically assisted death.
That is KGO 810's Brian Pelletier. The bill did pass the first of many committee votes this afternoon.
The officers continue to lean on each other to fight through the sadness.
Heavy hearts in San Jose as the law enforcement community continues the grieving process of San Jose police officer Michael Johnson. The 14-year veteran cop was shot from the balcony of an apartment last night as police responded to reports of a suicidal man with a gun. Here's KGO 810's Jennifer Hodges.
Last night's shooting could have seen even more tragedy if it wasn't for the heroics of other police officers on scene.
Obviously, this has been an incredibly painful time for this city the last 24 hours. I can say what we are learning through the course of the investigation is that the courageous work of officers there in the scene may well have saved other lives as well.
San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo.
Grieving is not a simple process, and nobody pretends that anything we can offer can take any pain away.
An intense manhunt followed the shooting, but just before 2 this morning, the suspected gunman, 57-year-old Scott Dunham, was found dead on the balcony where police believe he fired the shot that killed Michael Johnson. It is not clear if Dunham committed suicide or he was fatally wounded during a gun battle with police. And barely 12 hours later, a close call for a Santa Clara County Sheriff's deputy after he rolled up on what appeared to be a drug deal in progress. Sergeant James Jensen says that's when the man behind the wheel of one of 2 cars on Swigert Road near Piedmont drove straight for one of the deputies.
When they were making contact with one of the vehicles, the second vehicle attempted to flee, and the deputy feared for his life and shot at the vehicle.
The sheriff's department is interviewing a man who showed up at a local hospital with a gunshot wound not long after the shooting. He claims he wasn't involved. Investigators also questioning 2 women. New information late this afternoon in that bizarre kidnapping of a Vallejo woman. 29-year-old Denise Huskins turned up this morning in Huntington Beach safe and unharmed, but police continue the investigation. The sex discrimination trial of Ellen Powell is in the hands of a San Francisco jury tonight. Closing arguments wrapped up this morning, and now a 6-man, 6-woman jury is faced with sorting through a barrage of vicious accusations.
Powell's lawyers say her success at Kleiner Perkins is all that matters. This wasn't about sitting around being friends. She brought in revenue and should have been compensated. Their close was forceful, calling the jury the conscience of the community. Lawyers for the firm have countered all along that Powell's personality is central. They say she had an ego, routinely clashed with coworkers, thinking she should have been moved up, when really she was nowhere near qualified for a promotion, and the suit deliberately crafted, they say, in front of the press. At stake here, $16 million in lost wages, $144 million in damages.
That is KGO 810's Mike Simpson. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:04.
If I could redo any room, it would be the master bathroom.
Oh, outdoor kitchen, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to walk in and feel like I'm in a spa.
Like I'm at a beach party.
Heated floor tiles, a gentle rain shower heads.
Loud sound system around the pool.
If you can imagine it, now's the time to create it.
It would be my retreat.
My retreat.
For a limited time, you can take advantage of a Comerica Bank Home Equity Flex Line with an introductory rate of just 2.99% APR for the first 9 months. A later variable rate is effective after the introductory time period. With rates this low, there's never been a better time to reimagine your home. To learn more about credit costs and terms, call Comerica Bank at 800-829-5356. Introductory APR of 2.99% is for home equity line of credit accounts only and applies to balances for the first 9 monthly statement cycles after the account open date. Variable rate in effect after the introductory time period. Loans are subject to credit approval. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender, equal housing lender.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY in the South Bay. Southbound 101 at Brokaw Road. You want to watch out for some pieces of plywood reported to be in the first and second lanes. And that's got things stop and go to just before Lafayette Street. In Mountain View, on the northbound 85 ramp to northbound 101, somebody's mattress came off, and it's there in the flyover HOV lane. Northbound 85 is hardly moving back to East Middlefield Road. And coming up the Nimitz, northbound in Union City at Whipple Road, you got a two-vehicle accident now in the center divider, but there's debris in the fast lane. So right now, it's only stop and go back to Alvarado Niles Road, but once you get past the accident, it's still going to be stop and go to Industrial Parkway. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Now, this is what the first day of spring is supposed to look like. Lots of sunshine, temperatures in the 60s and 70s in most places, and it's only going to get better from there, says KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Morning starts off with a few patches of fog at our beaches. Mid-40s to mid-50s. The afternoon, plenty of sun. Mid-60s to the mid-80s for your Thursday. Don't forget the shades and the sunscreen. On Friday, you will notice a difference, and it's cooler. Inland areas will come down a few degrees as well. Low 60s to low 80s.
Right now around the Bay Area, mostly clear. It is 68 in Concord and Fairfield, 62 in Walnut Creek, 64 San Jose, 59 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And good evening, everybody. Time for the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on KGO 810. We talk it out every weeknight, live in the Bay and around the world on KGO 810. Things about women that baffle men on the way, and no more than 1 hour of homework per student. And I think most parents, I asked Nikki about this afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from the KGO newsroom. And she says, oh, that's good. I think most parents would agree with that, too. Because a lot of kids bring home, you know, two and a half hours worth of homework. And then you as the parent, I mean, you can only disappear and have a margarita or two for so long.
Because the kids need help.
Sloshed. Yes.
And is then, that what she said?
No, that's what I said. She didn't. Of course, she didn't say that. She's a news person. She doesn't allow to do that. She has to report. She has to report and you decide. I'm allowed. I distort you decide. Yes. Big difference between news person and talk show host. But speaking of the difference, let's talk about bosses and employees when it comes to emails.
Yes.
Your late night emails are hurting your team and your employees.
Ooh.
Yeah. Around 11 o'clock one night, you realize there's a key step to your team that they need to take on a current project, and you might have forgotten something about that, so you dash off an email to the team members. I love how, you know, it's hip to call employees team members now. Everybody's a team member.
Oh, my God.
That's getting played out, isn't it, a little bit?
I think
yeah,
so.
I mean, you know...
Oh, God. And a boss was like telling me to do something one time. And I was like, I'm kind of busy. And he's like, come on, we're collaborating. I'm like, this isn't collaborating. This is you demanding I drop what I do and do something else right now.
Here's what I love about the Heather Show. Even when it comes to the bosses, she says what she thinks.
This is not a current boss.
But anyway, it's all good. I love it.
Collaborate. Okay. So, my ass.
Amen, sister. No time like the present, right? Well, wrong about that when it comes to email. So this productivity trainer specializing in attention management for management people, he says over the past decade, he talks about how after our emails speed up corporate cultures, and that in turn chips away at creativity, innovation, and true productivity. Mm. You're not helping things, you're hurting things as a supervisor or a boss by emailing your employees or your team members.
They just feel like a mouse on the wheel then.
Right. Well, no, it becomes a competition because people feel obliged,
mm-hmm.
okay, to check it all the time,
mm-hmm.
which is bad news.
That's
because
what
you
I mean, I guess.
Time,
mouse
right?
on the wheel. Oh,
right.
If he's working at night, I guess I should be too.
Yeah. You know? How do you feel about this? I mean, does your boss drive you crazy with off-hour emails that you're expected to respond to? Or you feel guilty about it? Or you do not even look? Or if you are a boss, would you agree with this? Or it's like, hey, man, you know what? I run the show. I can email anytime I want. 808-0810. You can be anonymous.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me what team you play for. I don't care.
And I'm sure a boss thinks, well, I had a, you know, stroke of genius at the stroke of midnight, so I'll fire off an email.
Guess what? That's what's called a draft.
And exactly.
Yes.
I agree.
Amen.
And then you send it at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm. So you think about that message you'd like to send. Did you intend it for the entire staff to reply? And did you intend for them to reply immediately? 808-0810.
Well, and there's always that little suck up that wants to be the first to reply and look like they're so on it. And it's like, well, you don't have a life.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Or are you just sending the email because you're thinking about it at the moment and you want to get it done before you forget it? Well, now we take notes and make notes to ourselves all the time because topics and subjects come and go, especially when you're doing a show like this. And we do, in case you haven't noticed, we fly through topics. We are not your grandpa's KGO. I mean, we just roar through the topics. We are the product of the 10-second attention span.
I do it like this.
Attention span, yeah. Like that's the way we do it. Yes.
$100 bills are just flying out of my hand. Make it rain!
Yes. That's why every time we go into another quarter hour, we have different topics. So think about this. It's like this. You know, if you want to send it before you forget it, well, then you should write it down. If you're intentionally chaining your employees at the office 24/7, you know, it's not a good idea. Being connected in off hours during busy times is a sign of, if you are this kind of employee, so if you are this person, being connected in off hours during busy times is a sign of a high performer. You are. Never disconnecting is a sign of a workaholic.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference. Regardless of your intent, they have found through experience with hundreds of companies that these are the two reasons that late night email habits spread from boss to their teams. It affects things like ambition. If the boss is emailing late at night or on weekends, most employees think a late night response is required, or they'll impress you, as you said, by responding immediately. Even if a couple of your employees just share this belief, it could spread through your whole team. A casual mention in a meeting, you know, oh, when we were emailing last night is all it takes. It's all it takes because everybody's competitive, looking for an edge in their career.
Yep.
But behind the scenes, privately, when they're at home, trust me, they're bitching and they don't like it. And there's lots of people who have the intention of working when they are, you know, they have no intention of working when they're not working. So they feel like, you know, they're being left out. So your late night communication mm-hmm. makes them feel bad and it feeds that whole habit.
And
negativity.
We did a study last week about how you're much better if you leave work on time.
Oh, yes. You are because to leave work on time.
Yeah.
It makes you more productive because you get the deadline thing down. Like if if your day ends at 5:30, you should walk out the door at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even if your boss is still there, because you should have, it should force you into the dynamic where you get everything done by 5:30.
Yeah, smarter, not harder, but you also don't waste time wandering through the break room or whatever.
And that was
also, we need time to like...
recharge.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that also, that study was applicable to bosses also.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you should not stay past 5:30 because, it starts all this weird crap going on in the office or your employer, whatever you do in life, where it's like, I need to look like I'm winning a trophy here by sitting around with Yoohoo. That kind of stuff. So anyway, being always on hurts results with companies. When employees are constantly monitoring their email after work, whether this is due to the fear of missing something from you or because they're addicted to their devices, it's bad. They are missing out on essential downtime that brains need. Experiments have shown that to deliver our best at work, we require downtime. Time away produces new ideas and fresh insights. But your employees can never disconnect when they're always reaching for their damn phones or devices to see if you've emailed. So creativity, inspiration, and motivation are your competitive advantage. But they're also depletable resources that need to be recharged. Okay, got it. So here's this final thing. So this is the rule. There is this company called Vynamic, okay? It's a successful healthcare consultancy in Philadelphia. They created this policy called Zmail. Where email is discouraged and not allowed in their company from, it's completely shut down. You, the bosses, the superiors, everybody. Okay, between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. during the week and all day on weekends. And
fantastic.
And they have found productivity up above 10%.
Oh, I love that.
I mean, so
everyone,
that's the bottom
take
line.
Note. You can't, argue with those facts. It's science.
Right. Okay. So, we got to that, and we're also going to get to coming up here in just a second from the talk today, Kelly Osborne talking about having this cancer gene, and Angelina Jolie is once again, she's going in for surgery that is not necessary at the moment. And all of these things are coming together as one, along with Late Night Late Show wrap-up. We'll continue in just a minute. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Attention homeowners, rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right, no title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-914-7290. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-914-7290. That's 800-914-7290. 800-914-7290. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cash back offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet with your order of $75 or more today. You won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
For a unique gift of a diamond that sparkles beautifully at an unbeatable direct diamond importer price, visit Shane Company or go to ShaneCo.com.
The best way to live with diabetes is to not live with it alone. That's why Walgreens pharmacists are here for you 24/7 with expert advice and savings on medications and supplies. Just bring in your prescriptions. We can even show you how to get rewarded for healthy behaviors, like logging your glucose. Because Walgreens knows that taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get a free private consultation with an expert Walgreens pharmacist today.
What's four times more effective than other weight loss programs and apps?
Jumpstart MD.
Megabus.com offers safe, convenient, affordable express bus service for as low as $1 via the internet. Megabus.com has served more than 40 million customers in more than 100 cities across North America. Their luxury single and double-decker buses offer free Wi-Fi, power outlets, panoramic windows, and are green certified. Travel in comfort and confidence. Megabus.com. Express buses between San Francisco and six cities. Reserve seatings available. Visit Megabus.com and book your ticket today.
Champagne spilling, you should taste it.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo.
Thank you, Iggy.
I'm so fancy.
She is fancy, isn't she? And she just had a boob job, but nobody noticed. All right, so let me see her. I love how she's, Iggy. The whole thing with Iggy is she's like at war with the world. Well, she's got a tune, and I guess you need to have one. So, speaking of attitudes, how would you describe California in one word? Reddit users succinctly sum up the Golden State, along with the rest of the United States. And, they did word association. And the biggest ones for California were pretentious, egotistical, yuppies, and hipster. Go figure. But the list goes by the hundreds. And so when you think of the state of California, what would be your one-word description? You can tweet us at Generation Drex. So let me see here where we leave off. Hollywood, California liberal. That's two words. Hyphenated, I guess. So there, I guess that makes it fair. Disneyland, shame, popular, rich, crazy, scenic, pretentious, hippies, huge. Chill says our board operator, Karen. Yeah, it's probably on there. I mean, good God, there's 10 pages of this.
Freaky must be in there somewhere, too, which I will gladly take.
I love this. Palomino. Egotist, burrito, expensive, loonies, Hollywood, sun, as I said, best, orange, Hollywood, beaches, hippies, silicon, love. Oh, those are nice ones. Okay, I'll stop it for there, and we'll continue after the next break.
So to the rest of the world, all I have to say in response is jealous much.
Hey, so let's talk about Angelina Jolie. Angelina Jolie has had her ovaries and fallopian tubes removed, all right? And last week, after her doctor found possible early signs of ovarian cancer, she says, quote, "I feel at ease with whatever will come, not because I am strong, but because this is part of life. It's nothing to be feared." Angelina's mother died of ovarian cancer in 2007. So, I mean, there was cause for concern. In 2013, Angelina Jolie had both of her breasts removed after finding out that she had the BRCA1 gene, which makes women a lot more susceptible to cancer. And in a new op-ed piece for the New York Times, she's now revealed that she had her ovaries and fallopian tubes removed as well, as we talked about, after a doctor told her that she's got the early signs. And, you know, and she says, look, I've gone through this, and I went through what I imagine thousands of other women have felt. I told myself to stay calm, to be strong, and I had no reason to think that I wouldn't live to see my children grow up and to meet my grandchildren. That's what I want to do. I called my husband in France, who was on a plane within hours. The beautiful thing about such moments in life is that there's so much clarity. You know what you live for and what matters. It's polarizing and it's peaceful. Test came back clear, and she had the surgery anyway. Now, as a result, she has entered menopause now at the age of 39, which means no more biological children. But she says, quote, "I feel at ease with whatever will come, not because I'm strong, but because it's part of life. It's nothing to be feared." And I ask, you know, we were talking about this, and so it turned out the test came back clear. That's a lot of surgery. And 808-0810. And we were taught, this has become a national conversation. Everybody's saying, yeah, she's brave, and look at her, and she's taking preventative steps. She had her breast removed, and now her ovaries and her fallopian tubes. But on the other side of the fence, and there was just, there's always the other side when it comes to social media. People saying, but she really didn't have either one, and you never, you know, surgery is always risky. It doesn't matter, even if you're having a root canal, it can be risky. Things go bad. Look what happened to Joan Rivers, just in there looking for polyps on her vocal cords. 808-0810. And the whole thing, like, that's a lot of surgery. That's a lot of surgery. So, yeah. And then today on the talk, Kelly Osbourne talked about herself finding out that she has the cancer gene.
I actually do have the cancer gene. My mom made all of us go and get tested after she had her, she found out that she had it and got her double mastectomy. And the ring that I wear right now is because she was getting taken into the operation room and she was trying to hide that she was still wearing diamonds because she didn't want to take them off. And the doctor caught her and put it on my finger, and it's never come off since. And it's a constant reminder that I always have to check myself. I will never take it off. But I agree with this 100%, that I know that one day I will eventually have to do it too, because if I have children, I want to be there to bring them up. I want to be there to support them in every way I can. I have been the child of a cancer survivor, so being on that end of it as well, it is really, really, really hard to deal with. And I'm so lucky to have the mother I have and the brave mother I have that has taught me so much. And it's something that, you know, I applaud Angelina for, because she's bringing attention to this and people are now going to go out and get tested for it.
That's right.
Yeah. And in 2013, when Angelina Jolie had both of her breasts removed after she found out that she had the cancer gene, the number of women who went and got tested went through the roof. So, you know, I suppose that it's a good thing, you know, but like I said, there were naysayers saying, you know, it's a jump. It's a conclusion. It's quite a big jump to have all this surgery done. Your body doesn't necessarily like, you know, people cutting into you left and right. This is a tough thing to describe, because obviously it's a personal decision and she wants to live for her children and her grandchildren. She doesn't want to die at that young age that her mother did. So it's a preventative measure. But yet there are the big consequences. Your thoughts?
Is this covered by health insurance? I don't know if, like, us regular girls can go get tested to see if we carry a gene that predisposes us to cancer.
Well, she would have after SAG insurance, so yes, it would be covered
good
by
point.
Insurance. Yes.
Good point.
Yes.
I don't know.
Since she's an actress. Yeah. And
I don't know, maybe I'll cut off my head so I don't get brain cancer.
Well, as she takes it to the lighter side. Does it make any sense to you? Because I feel like, you know, there's a lot of awareness going on and I feel like she's very brave for doing this. On the other side, I wonder, and it's not fair for me to say. So as a woman, do you think, wow, you know, but on the other side of the fence, you took a lot of risk with a lot of surgery.
Right. And then I don't know why she feels like she has to broadcast it to the world and maybe have everybody else running, screaming, going like, oh, my God, do I have the gene? Should I have it checked? Should I pay for it? Blah, 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 blah. I'm not sure this is the kind of public relations any kind of cancer needs.
Okay. 808-0810 is the number. 808-0810. On the other side, coming up here, we'll talk about the cars that are going to be driving you around soon drunk. Yes, it'll drive you.
I'm drunk. The car's not.
That's right.
Woo.
Won't that be a hallelujah moment? We'll talk about, too, about the signs that they put up on the Bay Bridge and they were too bright. That's what I think. I think that's why they've been turned off. I could be wrong. But as I said, I distort, you decide, so don't go away. We'll continue coming up here.
Caltrans message board signs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. Okay, you're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. 15 years later, and they've become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
American Vision Windows, celebrating their 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get brand new, energy efficient, beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package. Call 888-475-6440.
6464. That's 888-475-6464.
CSLB number 778-326.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less, remove penalties and fees, stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
All of a sudden, there's
a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
Could you withstand a $500,000 or more hit to your retirement savings? For many, that can mean the difference between a comfortable retirement and poverty. And yet the odds that you may someday get this hit are uncomfortably high. About 70% of those who reach age 65 will need long-term care at some point in their lives. That's 7 out of 10 of us. And since neither health insurance nor Medicare will actually pay for most long-term care costs, you're on your own. I'm Ron Owens, telling you about long-term care insurance. Greg O'Donnell and the experts at O'Donnell Financial Group specialize in long-term care insurance as part of their holistic approach to your overall wealth management. Call Greg today at 866-496-2300 and see if long-term care insurance is the right fit for you. They can help you design a plan that's reasonable and affordable. Call today, 866-496-2300, or go online to O'DonnellFinancial.com.
It is 8:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the bottom of the hour.
It could happen again to me, even though they're not there. What that makes you have think that another security might snap?
Outrage in Oakland over the continued employment of two heavy-handed security guards in the Oakland school system. That was Francesco Martinez, the wheelchair-bound student allegedly roughed up by the guards. He was among those protesting outside tonight's Oakland School Board meeting, and as KGO 810's Tiana McLeese tells us, that's not the only incident.
The beating of Fremont High School student Jonathan Rodriguez by two campus security guards who punched and choked him in January of last year was captured on school surveillance video. Mark Airgood, spokesman for the Oakland-based teacher and student advocacy group, calls the incident intolerable.
In reality, it's the same policy of cover-up going on again and again.
Parents, activists, and students rallying outside an OUSD school board meeting condemned the guards' actions. They're demanding the guards be fired, along with OUSD Superintendent Antoine Wilson.
The unidentified security guards are on paid administrative leave. And stunning news out of Vallejo tonight. Vallejo police just told us that 29-year-old Denise Huskins, the woman allegedly kidnapped Monday morning, found this morning in Huntington Beach, California, was not kidnapped after all. That is all the information we have at this hour. We will give you more in our next half hour. A ruthless crime in the South Bay has two Santa Clara men facing rape charges tonight. They're accused of assaulting a woman who passed out in a taxi cab one of them was driving. Captain Jeff Hunter says it happened a few days ago when the unidentified woman from Sunnyvale called a taxi. She was picked up near El Monte Road and 280.
When the victim got into the cab, she had already been drinking. At some point, they had decided that they would get more alcohol and continue drinking in the cab. And at some point, she ends up losing consciousness after drinking more.
Hunter says the driver, 29-year-old Navjot Singh, picked up his roommate, 30-year-old Gurminder Sikhan. Police say they both assaulted the woman, then left her on the side of the road. An off-duty police officer witnessed the act, followed the cab, stopped the two men, and arrested them. The woman was treated at a local hospital. Stunning revelations tonight about the crash of that German jetliner in the French Alps. The New York Times is reporting that one of the pilots was locked out of the cockpit after stepping out to use the bathroom. Senior international correspondent Fred Pleitgen says has reaction tonight from Lufthansa Airlines, the owners of the downed Airbus 320.
I just got off the phone with a spokesperson for Lufthansa based in Frankfurt at the headquarters of Lufthansa. His name is Boris Ogorsky, and he said, we have, then this is a quote from him, he said, we have no information from the bodies investigating the incident, the BEA and the BFU. Of course, that's the French version of the NTSB and the German version of the NTSB, that would corroborate the report in the New York Times.
The CEO of the airliner that went down says that the families of all 150 victims on board will be given financial assistance. Still ahead, well, let's actually go to traffic. We are coming up on 8:35 on KGO. Time again for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. In Foster City, you've got construction up again on 92 eastbound between Foster City Boulevard and Clawater and Hayward. They are going to have the left lanes closed only until 11 o'clock tonight. It is creating some minor slowdowns from just before the high-rise back to about Foster City Boulevard. Northbound 880 at Whipple Avenue, you got a two-vehicle accident there that's in the clearing stages, but there's still debris in the fast lane from what I understand. Traffic is not terrible. It's actually heavy from the wreck up to Industrial Parkway. And Castro Valley, something to watch out for. Probably not there yet, but in case he is. 580 westbound at Castro Valley, watch out for a deer that was running along the right shoulder. And in San Francisco, 280 southbound at Monterey Boulevard. This is really just another heads-up thing for you. There was a bicycle reported to be in the fast lane. It's probably not there now, but just in case, you definitely want to be aware of that. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Lots of sunshine today, sunny and warmer tomorrow, with record-high temperatures possible. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Tomorrow morning when you get going, watch out for the fog. It's going to be in patches along the coast. For the afternoon, temperatures will come up quickly. It is going to be a warmer day with the potential for a few records around here. Lots of sunshine across the entire Bay Area. Mid-60s to the mid-80s for your Thursday. After that, numbers will start to come down.
That Friday cool down, though, barely noticeable. Lows in the, temperatures in the low 60s to low 80s. Saturday about the same. A sea breeze, though, will make it feel a bit chilly. Right now around the Bay Area, mostly clear, 63 in Santa Cruz, 61 Santa Rosa, 66 in Concord, 59 in San Mateo, 62 San Jose, 58 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. All things California. Californication. Yes.
Now
it's
there's
our
a
regulation.
Show.
Californication. So it's official, yes, and we heard this yesterday. So, yeah, that's old news. Fox is relaunching The X-Files with David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson. Okay, so you get that. And so Mulder and Scully are back. Series creator Chris Carter is returning too. But here's the full story. Fox announced they're bringing back The X-Files, and Carter says, look, the way I look at it, this is what he said today, I think of it more of like a 13-year commercial break. The good news is the world has only gotten much stranger. So it's a perfect time to tell these six stories. Yes, that's right, limited run of six. Nothing more. Now, the show originally ran from 1993 to 2002, and there were two movies, one in 98 and 2008. No word on, I'm not sure because I don't know. But I'm just going to guess. Mitch Pileggi's character, Walter Skinner, but he was in both movies, so it's safe to assume that he'll be back for this, too. Some of the characters you probably won't see. This is what was just released, the noise, this afternoon. The smoking man who was supposedly killed. He was supposedly killed in the series finale. The lone gunman who sacrificed themselves to stop a bioterrorist attack. Is it Alex Krycek? Do I have that right? Who was shot between the eyes by Skinner in the eighth season? And
Mulder, this seems obvious because they were all killed off.
And Mulder and Scully. Well, it's the X-Files. It's the Drax Files,
oh,
for
Christ's
sake.
Oh, that's true. Yes. They could come back from the dead.
Yes, that's right. Anything's possible, especially with Californication. We'll get to that in a second. Mulder and Scully's son, William, who was given up for adoption in the ninth season. So speaking of Californication, the whole world has been on the Californication trip today, as they describe in one word from the folks at Reddit. They said, in one word, world, describe the Golden State. So, of course, probably, I don't know, tens, hundreds of thousands of people started sending them one-word descriptions of California.
Only read the nice ones.
Oh, it doesn't matter. We're all big boys and girls. We can handle it. So, yes, you can text us yours, or you can, actually, we don't text. You can tweet us yours at Generation Drex. You can always call us 808-0810.
But I'm thinking how you were talking
one
about
word description.
Iggy Azalea and Azalea Banks and people getting into these Twitter wars and everything.
Oh
so now
God.
It's going to be, California against Alabama or whatever, duking it out on Twitter.
No, actually, if you go to Reddit, you can read all of the one-word descriptions for all of the other states. And if you look at some of the states like Texas,
it's all fair play and everybody's getting
play.
A little punch on the chin.
I mean, you know, so... The things that they say about us that are bad, you should look at some of the other states.
Okay, good.
Some of your southern states, and I think you know what I'm talking about. Okay, some other one-word descriptions. Weed, famous, hipster again. Holiday, rich, mild, yuppies, commies. Oh, look at this, Californication.
Oh.
Pretentious, beach, celebrities, overrated. We'll stop there. All right. Actually, I've got enough for the whole show. So after every break, I'll read more.
Yeah.
And you can, your one word description of our fabulous state. Or if you're listening from out of state, since you can hear us all the way to Alaska, all the way south to Mexico, into Drexico, yes, you can just tweet us at Generation Drex, Drex. So we were talking about, and I want to talk about the self driving car, which I think is very cool. But I think one of the important things to talk about is distractions and teen crashes.
Right.
They're a lot worse than we thought. This breaking news today, the most comprehensive research ever conducted into crash videos of teen drivers has found significant evidence of distracted driving is likely a much more serious problem than previously known, according to the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety. The unprecedented video analysis finds that distraction was a factor in nearly 6 out of 10 moderate to severe teen crashes. 6 out of 10 had something to do with texting or you know, a smartphone distraction, which is 4 times as many as official estimates from police reports. So it's much more serious than we thought.
Well, there were other distractions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, lately we've been reporting other distractions of, you know, teenagers changing their clothes or eating, but my goodness, I don't know about changing clothes, but I think we're all guilty of eating something at one time or another.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we need that driverless car. And we need
I guess we should just give up already. We got rid of calculators. We don't need those. Let's get rid of cars now.
I think I love the driverless car thing. I think it's going to be awesome. You know, so here's the story on the driverless cars. 25% of us can't wait for the, self-driving cars to drive us around. But here's the stat with the 25%. Yeah, asking people, yes, why? To drive us around drunk. Yes. Plus 4 more stats. So Harris Polls did this, and they asked people what they think about self-driving cars, which seems like they really will happen in our lifetimes. Can't get here fast enough, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you know, here's the deal. It's going to, the interest is, basically, if it works out the way they think it will, eventually, they will almost eliminate all accidents. And if you think about it, the highway fatalities, and things like the distracted, what we were just talking about with teenagers, 6 out of 10, severe to fatal crashes caused by distractions. This will be a wonderful thing. A wonderful world. Self-driving cars will change the world, not just because they'll eliminate car accidents, not just because they'll be in our time, but they're going to make things more productive. And, you know,
it could be really, really efficient, too, if they use the sort of public transportation model, like a car kind of just keeps going around. And when it's just sitting in my garage, instead of doing that, it could drive a neighbor somewhere else until I need it again. You know, like, I don't know, just on some sort of track, always moving.
That's
and taking people to different places.
Yes. Look at you.
Or is it more X-Fly?
Look at you. Yeah. 93%. Only 1 in 3 people say they have no interest in the self-driving car. Only 1 in 3. So this is already gaining. I know that people fear that, like, oh my God, there's a computer driving the car. This will be horrible. And it probably will be for 10 minutes. Okay. Almost 100%. 93% of people have at least some fear about them. The most popular one is the potential, as I said, for computer glitches. And number two is price, though. So that's not a big deal. And 53% of the people think that the best thing about them is there will be fewer accidents from drunk driving and distracted driving. 50% are looking forward to no speeding tickets. Oh, well, they'll come up with something else.
Woo-hoo.
They got to make their money somehow. And 18% they'll think that they'll increase productivity. And 30% of the people polled said it'll make make us even lazier. Oh, come on. Who wants to sit in traffic? If you're going to sit in traffic, you might as well read a book or watch television. Or get hammered all day long. I mean, pretty much like 25% of the people wanted to. You know, one thing I wanted to mention, and I noticed this on the Bay Bridge, and I don't know, and I know that they've put it on other sides. I've seen it around the Bay, some new signs going up, the very bright lit signs that are supposed to advise us of traffic hazards and accidents and this, that, and the other. But they installed them on the Bay Bridge and also past 24 near Caldecott Tunnel, this, that, and the other. And they were putting signs up there saying, buzzed driving is drunk driving. But here's the thing about the signs. They're brand new. They were so damn bright, it was a total distraction. I was thinking to myself, this is as bad as being buzzed because this light is blinding me at 11 o'clock at night going home on the Bay Bridge.
I'm blind.
Blinded. Yeah, I'm not buzzed. I'm blinded by your damn sign. So all of a sudden, I've noticed the last several nights they've been turned off. Maybe they're going to dim those things down a little bit. They were that bright. They were like spotlights coming at you.
Ew.
Yeah, yellow ones, but nonetheless.
Like a driver with the high beams, and you're like, hey, man.
Right. Yes, buzz driving is like drunk driving. Now, wait a second. You're blinding me like buzz driving. What the hell is going on? What the hell is going on? And speaking of driving, David Crosby hit a jogger on Sunday. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
In
wine country?
Yeah, he did.
But they're okay.
I hope so, because he was driving like 50 miles per hour. The guy's lucky to be here.
Yeah, 55.
I'll let you hear. They just released the 911 call today. I'll let you hear that and more on the way on the late night late show wrap up in just a few minutes. We'll be back on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
The best part of growing a business is, seeing all your efforts and energy really start to pay off. It's an amazing feeling. At the same time, it's total chaos. You start to lose a little control. You worry that there's just too much to stay on top of. We've reached the point where we need a bank that can help us manage growth. We need resources. We need tools to help streamline back office processes, so we can focus on the fun stuff. Yeah, I expect my bank to work with us.
When it's time, come to Comerica and discover a higher level of business banking. Beyond loans and accounts, we provide businesses with the treasury management resources they need. From cash management to risk assessment, our streamlined processes can help your business grow and thrive. To learn more, visit Comerica Bank and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less. Remove penalties and fees. Stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
We're all used to inflation when prices and interest rates go up. But now, some experts think the U.S. is experiencing deflation when prices and interest rates go down. So what does that mean for you? Well, besides lower prices, it means mortgage interest rates are also lower, which means it's a great time to make the cash call at 877-890-CASH and refinance your mortgage and save, even if you refinanced recently. Today, Cash Call's 15-year fixed is 2.875% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs, no points, no fees, nothing. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH and save with a lower interest rate pull tens of thousands out of your home, or maybe do both. Cash Call. We're designed to save. Call 877-890-CASH today. That's 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
At the Honda Dream Garage sales event, we've got great deals on almost everything Honda makes, like the technologically advanced Honda Civic, a 2015 IIHS top safety pick, a fact that makes us engineers here at Honda feel like proud parents. I'm sorry, I'm gushing, but the Civic has a rear-view camera and hands-free calling standard and... Oh wait, have I shown you the pictures?
During the Dream Garage sales event, get 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers on a 2015 Civic. Now, at your Honda dealer.
See your local dealer for financing details.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Back to the wild, wild world of Reddit. Users summing up the Golden State along with the rest of the United States with one-word descriptions. By the way, you can go on Reddit and describe every other state in America if you want. You get to give it one word, a one-word description. That can keep you busy all night.
You know, you just made me think of like one star. Can you Yelp like a whole state? Texas. I don't like your politics. You suck.
Ted Cruz? Yeah.
Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, wants to be president, announced he's going to be president. That means he's one step closer to being a Fox News analyst.
And that's the way that will end up. Yes, it's so funny. And he's so right on about that. I was looking at the Fox News before I came in here today. I was just like, see what the other team is playing, how they're playing. They had Karl Rove on there thinking, oh my God, yes, he's now a Fox News analyst. Before he goes to where he's going, way, way underground. Okay, way, way down there. All right, so one-word descriptions of the state of California from folks all around the world. Let me see. It goes on. Oh, how fun is this, Californication? Yes, that was one of the descriptions. God, I love your chili peppers. No, somebody should just write peppers or chili. Chili, then peppers. Celebrities? Oh, you'll love this. You know, this comes from the Ted Cruzes from the state of Texas. Commies.
Ow.
Calling us all commies. Beach, surfer, freaks, dream.
There's freak.
Big. Oh, somebody just can't get, they just couldn't get it right. It's supposed to be a one-word description. Valley girl accents. Beachy, crowded, hopeless. You know, I have to tell you. You know, it's true. I don't think we get it because we're all amongst ourselves here. But you know, the rest of the country just can't stand most of us here.
Somebody did call and said we hadn't said weed yet.
Oh yeah, weed was in there.
Oh okay.
Oh yeah, weed's on the list. Oh for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, weed was right before Famous and Hipster.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
He must have just missed that part.
Big commie, egotistical. Let me see what else. Beach, crowded. Hopeless, great weather, that's two words. Cozy, wine. Wine should have been way up there. Liberal, Hollywood, nuts, crap. Wealthy, cool, stupid, sun. Okay. Oh, no, wait. Hollywood and dude. Well, stop it, dude. Okay. I've got like 10 more pages. It goes on and on. You can tweet us your one-word description at Generation Drex. So let me see here.
Especially if you've got something better to say.
I have to tell you.
Or a poet. There's got to be a better word.
You're going to love this. This is good news, people. I mean, even I think, talking about Fox News just to see what how the other team's playing on things. And they were going the wrong way, I was thinking, today before I left for the station to come here and do the show on KGOA 10. Everybody talking it out weeknights 7 till 10. They were talking about the homework study. So this study found that the optimal amount of homework for your kid to do every night is 1 hour. Once they go beyond that, they lose focus.
Mm.
and they don't retain what they're studying, and they actually do worse on tests. Good news is a bunch of psychologists are giving your kid permission to be as lazy as you every night. That's what they were saying pretty much on Fox, and I don't buy that. I think it's good news because, I mean, after you work and commute for 10 hours or 12 hours a day, and it must be mind-boggling. I don't have children, so I don't know, and I don't know, you don't either, so I don't know if we
qualified
to speak to this.
And then you get home, and you're supposed to solve for X? Oh, my God.
Yes,
solve for X.
Do calculus and all things math in a while.
You know, oh, my God, that just makes me feel so thankful for my parents. They were totally down for algebra and trig and everything. They were both math majors, and
well,
a huge embarrassment now.
But. Yeah, but the optimal amount of the homework a kid should do every night, it should not be more than 60 minutes, maybe 70 minutes at the max. But, you know, again, on Fox, they were talking about, well, our kid comes home with about 2 hours of homework. And, you know, in today's competitive world, they need to get ahead. So if they need to do two or 3 hours of homework, I'm down with it. I think that's not cool at all. That's what makes kids reject the whole educational system. I mean, right? Not only that, I mean, as a parent, I don't know how you put yourself through it. I'll give you credit if you do. But, I mean, look, we're going to jump in here because I'll add to this.
I love what you just said. I'm like, today's competitive world needs to be a phrase that just gets flushed down the toilet, and people do things that are good and advance the betterment of all of us.
1 hour of homework is enough. I also agree with it when it comes to students that they should not have to go to school at 7 a.m. It should be later in the day because the adolescents need their rest.
Studies have shown that they get up too early to go to school.
And this gives me an opportunity to scream about one of my least favorite things in the whole wide world, PowerPoint. The person who invented that should be locked up on Alcatraz Island for the rest of their life.
With no visitors.
No visitors allowed. Yes. So, This is, you know what, when they said the optimal time for homework is 1 hour, it reminded me of this study that was done over a year ago where they studied meetings in businesses, in the business work environment, that a meeting should never go longer than an hour.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
it shouldn't go longer than 20 minutes.
Right. Well, yes, and most employees would probably say that. But so they did research on this extensively with business and PowerPoint and all of that garbage. And they found that you have the entire room for 30 minutes. At about 45 minutes, you start losing about 30-40% of the room. By the time you get to the top of the hour, you're down to less than 50% of the room listening. You've already lost more than half the crowd by the time you hit 1 hour because they're daydreaming. They're fidgety with their devices.
Depending on the meeting, if it's more of a collaborative one, maybe people are participating, their minds will stay on fire.
And if you get so this study showed, because I remember this because I never wanted to leave my mind, 75 minutes to an hour and a half, those meetings, by the time you get between 75 and an hour and a half in a meeting, a business meeting, no one's listening.
I mean,
no one.
For example, look at the, average length of a TED Talk. Those are like 4 minutes and someone makes an amazing point.
Right.
You know,
yes.
Bam.
So, you know, to those bosses who go on and ramble on for 2 hours, guess what? You might as well just go in the closet or go into the men's room, close the door and talk to yourself. You have the same audience. And now you know. The late show wrap up. Yes, you want to put a cherry on top?
Quite often, what they have to say, they might as well say it into the dark. I mean, it's just dumb and pointless. Like you said about PowerPoints.
Amen.
Horrible.
More of the Drex Radio Show and the late show wrap up on the way on KGO 810.
When you're in the market for a gift of diamonds, come see Shane Company, your friend in the diamond business. If you're leaning toward a classic style, we have diamond solitaire earrings in all diamond sizes, from around $150 to over $25,000. For a gift with lots of romantic symbolism, you can't go wrong with our diamond three-stone pendants and diamond three-stone rings, which represent your past, present, and future together. If she's the trendy type, we have a huge selection of diamond hoop earrings, as well as stackable rings in the latest looks for expressing her own unique style. Whatever gift you choose, with Shane Company's direct diamond importer prices, you'll get more sparkle for your money and diamonds that she'll be proud to wear.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free two-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, get a 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm start at just $24.97. So, let's worry less. Let's do smarter fire safety. Alarms that won't turn off and batteries that won't chirp for 10 long years. Let's do